Hi, this is a real estate podcast for the common man about selling, buying, investing in homes. We're not baffling you with BS, we're dazzling you with brilliance. We're not telling you how to become a millionaire. We are telling you stories, the truth, and the information no one is talking about. So sit back, listen, laugh, and enjoy real estate for the common man.
We're not suit and tie, we're boots on the ground. Helping folks buy and sell all over town. No jargon, no fluff, no smoke in the air. Just straight talking wisdom with a little flair. This is real estate for the common man. We break it down so you understand. We don't baffle you with BS, we dazzle.
Hey buddy, JD here. Hope you're looking good, feeling fine. Hopefully you had a great week with friends, neighbors, relatives, and acquaintances. Well, we are going to be talking about the market as it is. I've heard so many complaints from sellers and buyers. The market's terrible. Nothing's selling. We just can't get the price we want. People are beating us up on inspections. The mortgage companies are just putting pressure on us and wants our life story and our blood. It's just getting real ugly out there, and people are getting upset. Agents are getting upset. Buyers and sellers are getting upset, and it's just a bloodbath out there. So many people have talked to me and said, JD, you know, you've been in the business for quite a while. How do we get out of this mess? I can't sell my home. It's been on the market for 3, 4, 5 months. We've lowered it $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. We still haven't gotten any bites. A lot of the buyers are like, well, we put in some decent offers, but the sellers are unrealistic on their prices, or they're just not willing to fix anything up. So we gave them a decent price, but we don't have the money to fix the roof, the furnace, the water heater. So, we aren't going to give them the price that they want and then have to go in and fix up all the maintenance items. And then the sellers are saying, well, you know, my home was worth this when I started, but I've come down so much off the listing price. I'm not going to come down off the listing price and then also remodel the home for you. So it's ugly out there, folks. It's ugly, but you know what? I've been in this market so many times over the 35 years. I've been selling real estate. For the young people out there who are selling real estate, and a lot of the sellers, you know, it seems real new. It seems like this is like the worst market. People are upset. They're crying. Real estate agents are ready to just give the whole thing up and find a new career. It's just, like I said, frustrating. People getting angry, and a lot of people are just saying, I don't know if we're ever going to sell their home. Well, guess what? I'm going to tell you all who've been listening to me over actually the past 3 years how to sell your home in today's market. And agents, I'm going to also show you how to list homes in today's market. Now, I saw this coming back around 2020, 2022, 2023, where nobody cared. Everybody was buying the interest rates. Housing market was overinflated. There was bidding wars. And I told so many people that I knew, just hold off. It's all going to crash in the next 2 to 3 years. and it pretty much is starting, and I'm not surprised. But forget about all that, because that doesn't do anyone any good in today's market. We're just going to tell you now how to sell and list a home in today's market. First of all, the number one mistake in today's market is emotions. Emotions will get the best of you. My home is worth this because I did this and this and this and this and this and this, and I expected to make a killing when I sold it, but it's not happening. So darn it, I'm not going to give my house away. Forget it. Those lowball offers, I'm not going to give it away. Well, sellers, agents, wake up. The party's over. It's not going to happen. I always tell people that I used to list homes for, when they wanted to get prices that they just came up with, I used to say, look, at the market isn't going to pay that price. But they were so emotionally involved, they didn't care. And I kept saying, well, you know, those prices aren't going to work, and they just didn't care. So I always told them, well, look, if you're just going to overprice your house, and your house is worth about $500,000, but you're not, you're trying to ask $575,000, $610,000, it's never going to sell. So if you're going to overprice it, why don't you just ask for $1 million for your home? It still isn't going to sell. So that's one thing that I see a lot of people doing, overpricing the home in today's market. It's not the market of 3 to 4 years ago. Another thing is interest rates. Interest rates are higher. Hopefully they will come down. But just the economy in general, you don't have really good paying jobs that are going to support the prices that the sellers are asking. So what it comes down to is the agents don't know how to do a market analysis in today's market. They don't. They were brought up with computers, and they go to the MLS, and they put in what your house's features are. They press a button, and it comes out with what the price is. But it's not an emotional. It doesn't use logic. It's like artificial intelligence. It just kind of sees what's around and spits out a price that's garbage. And I always tell people that's the biggest mistake right now, is using the multiple listing service to get your comps and to tell you what your house is worth. It isn't going to happen, because if it did, all the homes would be selling immediately. They're not. They're sitting on the market 2, 3, 4, 5 months, and a lot of times people are lowering the price, and then they're saying, you know, that my house just isn't selling. Well, it's still overpriced, and it still is probably in really bad condition or in a bad neighborhood. And that's one thing I always tell people and the agents, you know, don't get on the MLS. Don't get on what you think the house is worth through the multiple listing service. It doesn't work. Here's what I want you to do. I want to go out, get the MLS on the comps, and then look at the other homes in the neighborhood that are comparable to what you're going to list your house for, or what your agent's going to list your house for. Well, if your house is now $500,000 and you put it on the market, but there's 30 other houses on the market in your neighborhood and they're all not selling, your home is overpriced. That's the mistake so many people do, is they go out, they do a market analysis, and they say, look at all the homes in the neighborhood my home is. They're all listed at this price. I want to list at this price. Listing has nothing to do with what your home's worth. It's useless. Like I said, you're going to list your home and it's really worth $400,000 or $500,000 and you're listing at $600,000, it's never going to sell. So why not list it to $1 million? Because it's still not going to sell. And that's the big mistake. Agents are making so many rookie mistakes because they're rookies out there. They've never sold in a market like this. They've sold in the market where they were order takers. You know, they just filled out the offer, put it in, close, and that hits. Those days are gone. And so many of the old schoolers are gone. So a lot of the old schoolers don't are gone, retired, and they're not really educating the younger people that are out in the market right now. So the younger people are frustrated, they're angry, they don't know how to address the realistic prices to their sellers. The seller's emotional, and things are just sitting and sitting. The agents are angry, the sellers are angry, the buyers are angry, and nothing's selling. So, like I said, the thing that you do is you go out and you see what isn't selling that's comparable in your neighborhood, if you're a seller or an agent, and you go down around 10% of what you think that house is. Now, if you can't afford to go down 10%, then don't sell your home. You're going to overprice, it's going to sit, it's going to waste your time, the agent's time, and everybody else's time, because the sellers get really excited. They're out there, and then people come into their open houses. They have to take their kids and their dog and everything out of the house, and then nothing sells, or the buyers don't show up, and the sellers are just frustrated. Or what happens is this buyers submit offers, they realize there's so much out there and that your house isn't perfect for them, that they back out and they go out and try to find something better, and you're left hanging because now you have to start all over again. So, like I said, first of all, I'm going to give you five things to do when selling or buying a home. So this will be selling. First of all, I don't care how long the real estate agents out has been selling. Tell them where they came up with the price. If they came up with the price going to the MLS and comparing your home to everyone else's, and those sold 4 to 6 months ago, forget it. Throw them in the trash. They're useless. Totally different market now. If they go and say, here's what the other homes in the neighborhood are selling for, and they've been on the market for 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, another total waste of time. Like I said, you look at what's out there, and you want to go 5 to 10% under what all the other sellers are asking. That way the buyers go to the overpriced homes, and then they come to your home and they go, wow, this is a great buy. There's value. People are buying value. They're not buying fluff. So you need the value with the quality of the home. The quality of the home doesn't mean anything. If you're overpriced and you have all these upgrades, nobody cares because it's probably not the upgrades that they want anyway. And they're thinking, well, that's great, but I would have done all this differently. So I'm going to have to change everything they did to put it into my taste. So that's just a total farce. You're just deceiving yourself. So sellers, like I said, go in, look at the market, look what's out there, see how long they've been on the market, see what's selling. If they haven't recently sold, which probably there's not a lot of them now, you want to go at least 5 to 10% under that price. Now, if you can't afford it, if you can't afford it and you don't have a lot of equity, then don't sell your house, because you're not going to get the price that you want. There's an old saying, you can't create the market. You can only live with the market that you have. And if you're trying to create your own market, it isn't going to happen. Don't waste your time, the real estate agent's time, and so on. Now, I get this, but JD, you know, I've talked to 3 or 4 real estate agents, and they all came in on the same price, so they can't all be wrong. Yes, they can. They are all wrong. Now, you might think, oh, JD's a little cocky. He thinks he knows it all. No, I've been doing this for 35 years. I've been in bad markets. I've been in good markets. This is kind of a bad market. And what these real estate agents do, so probably in their late 20s, 30s, maybe early 40s, they've never been in a bad market. So they've been taught, go to the MLS, put in 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom bath in the Palisades area, 2-car garage with a basement, 3,000 square feet, blah de blah de blah de blah. And the computer goes, doot, 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 doot. Oh, your house is worth $500,000. So that's where you get, you know, real estate agents that are all quoting you the same price. Is because they don't know what they're doing. They're not looking at the market and what isn't selling. They're just looking at what's out there, and they're telling you what your home is worth in a fantasy world. Now, here's another thing that a lot of sellers do. They go on, they get Zillow or Redfin, and it basically supports what the real estate agent's prices that they told you. So you go, well, there's 4 or 5 real estate agents that told me my house is worth $500,000. And I went to Zillow and Redfin and all these other sites, and that's justified it. So you know what? I'm going to put my house up for sale for $4,000 or $5,000. And the house sits and sits because there's all these other houses been on the market for 2, 3, 4 months, not getting any showings, nobody selling, and all these sellers are all brain damaged because they don't want to lower the price to what they really are supposed to be selling them for. So everybody is just, as they say, a house on the shelf. They're all, as we say, bozos on the bus, and they're all basically repeating the same mistakes as everyone else. Be smart, agents. Be smart, sellers. Don't get emotional. Go out and look, even go out and set up showings on your competition. Look at the homes, and if they're priced the way your agents say, why should I buy your house? Your house is like 20 other houses that I've seen. There's nothing phenomenal about it. What sells now is condition. But most houses, if they're up for sale, they've done the same spiel, you know, clean house, showing, staging, you know, the same thing. People are going, I want condition, but price wins. You've got to have the price. And if you can't afford to sell, you're not a seller. That's what I'm saying. If you can't afford to have a competitive price that's going to sell your home quickly, you're not a seller. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your agent's time. Sit on your home, because it's going to get a lot worse before it gets better. And if you can just stay with your house, great, if you like your house. If you have to move because you lost your job, a divorce, transfer, and so on, then, you know, take a little bit of profit and move, or wait, become greedy and don't get your price ever, and just stay there and watch your house depreciate to the point we go, oh, you know what, last year I should have taken that price. Now it's $20,000, $30,000 less, and I just lost $30,000 because in my own mind, I thought my house was worth this. Yeah, what an idiot I am. So, like I said, guys, agents, sellers, buyers, that's the name of the game. Now, let's go with the buyers. Buyers, please. Don't insult the sellers. Yeah, it's kind of a buyer's market, but you don't want to insult the sellers. People are like, oh, well, you know, it's a terrible market. Look, I got 30 houses I looked at, and I really like this house. It's been sitting on the market for 2-3 months. Let's lowball them. Let's go. Let's go and put an offer 50-60,000 under the price. You know, you're wasting your agent's time, you're wasting the seller's time, you're wasting everybody's time, because if the seller was going to price it that low, they would have already lowered the price to that. So many buyers say, oh, you know, this is my market, and you know, I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna get the steal of the century, and I'm gonna lowball them because, boy, they're desperate sellers. There's desperate sellers, and that's true, but they're not stupid sellers. So, like I said, what I've noticed over all my years, I put some stuff in a computer, looked at all the prices of what sellers are listing their homes for and what they're selling their homes for. And there's this magical number that from the listing price to what they got is usually 3-4% less than what they were listed for. So unless they're outrageously overpriced, then they're just going to sit on the market. But if you look at the market and you look at what the homes actually sold for, if they're priced right, they usually sell 3.5-4% under what they were listed for, if they're listed at a reasonable price. So buyers, look and do your research. See what the reasonable price is, not what the listing price. Like I said, all sellers can list their home to whatever they want. You don't want that. You want to look at the reasonable price, what the market is telling you what it's worth, not what the MLS is, not what your agent's saying, but what a reasonable price is. And you do your research, you feel like, okay, this is the price that I think it's worth in today's market, and I'm going to go 3-4%. Now, you can also ask the seller to pay for your closing costs, points for a lower interest rate, so on and so forth. So, here's another thing, sellers. Builders do this a lot. That's why builders sell a lot of homes, because they put in to their price a lot of financing. So if you're going to ask for a higher price, you can't just ask for a higher price and not give the buyer anything to go on. So what you can do is ask for a higher price, not so high that the appraisal is not going to come in, but you want to ask a little bit higher and say, we'll pay for your closing costs, we'll pay for points to get you a lower interest rate. Give them something of value. That way, when they see a higher price, they go, oh, but look, home buyer, they're going to pay all your closing costs, they're going to pay for your title insurance, they're going to pay for getting you a lower interest rate with lenders. And then the people go, wow, okay, that's something that we should consider because nobody else is offering that. And then that way, the higher price might justify them paying a little more for your house because they're getting so much more for it. But if you're just selling your home and not giving anybody anything, then like I said, you're just wasting everybody's time and not getting anywhere. Now, hey, we're going into the fall and winter. The kids are back in school. Everybody's settled now. Starting to get cold. And things really start slowing down in the fall and winter because the kids are already in school. They're already established. They're not going to pull their kids out of school just because your house is wonderful. So you really got to be super, super creative and make your house stand out way more than the ones in the neighborhood. Like I said, got to have a great price, 5 to 10%. If you're going to be just a market price, you got to offer to pay closing costs, prepaids, insurance for them for, you know, a year of insurance, points for a lower interest rate so you can buy down the interest rate. You got to create value. If you're just going to put your house on the market and not give anybody any value and ask the same price as everybody else, forget it. Take your house off the market. You're not a seller. Maybe in your own mind you are, but you're not a real seller, so don't waste your time. And agents, like I said, educate your buyers. Tell them about the 3.5-4% under what the market price is. But just don't get on the MLS and go, oh, let's see if this house is worth $500,000. Oh, like, the MLS, look at, it says this house is worth $500,000. So, yeah, this is a relatively pretty good price. Yeah, you know, matter of fact, JD said we should make an offer 3.5% or 4% lower. No. 3.5 to 4% lower on a price that's reasonable in today's market, not what the MLS says that it's worth. And people go, I don't understand. How do I find what the house is worth? Go out, like I said, you looked at all the other houses. If they're all relatively the same same price, then and then none of them are selling, they're not worth it then. So like I said, you've got to figure out what they're worth in today's market. Use an experienced agent that's been on the market. Don't use some new agent or somebody who's been selling for 5 years and they will order taker. Get somebody that it doesn't cost you as a buyer any more to hire your mom, dad, Uncle Charlie, your friend, or somebody who's been in the business for 10, 15, 20, 30 years that knows how to negotiate and knows how to put a deal together. And like I said, doesn't cost you any more. It does cost you a heck of a lot more if you just get somebody that's a great friend and they just give you the wrong information. You overbuy the house, overpaid for the house. And like I said, and you made a big mistake because your friend wasn't experienced or your relative or whoever you got. Another thing with the market is agents are so frustrated now because nothing is selling. They haven't gotten a paycheck for a while. They're frustrated. They haven't paid their bills. They haven't paid their rent. They want to sell a home as quick as they can. But like I said, you've got to give them an offer that makes sense and doesn't get them in trouble with their sellers and doesn't make you look like a terrible buyer that nobody even wants to mess with you and everybody's refusing your offer. Because trust me, in today's market with not that many offers, word travels fast. And I remember when I sold back in the old days quite a lot of properties, and agents know other agents and so on. Now, we can't tell them what the names are because of privacy reasons, but trust me, behind the scenes, it does come out. It's like, oh, yeah, I got 4 offers from Mr. Cheapo. Oh, yeah, Mr. Cheapo, yeah. They try to put in offers on my sellers too. Yeah, Mr. Cheapo. And then pretty soon nobody wants to deal with Mr. Cheapo. And so the agents basically get frustrated working with Mr. Cheaple and just says, see you later, I'm not the agent for you. See you later, goodbye. So to wrap this up, remember, it's a tough market out there for the seller, for the buyer, for the agent. Lenders will always mess things up. The biggest thing I also hear to wrap this thing up is lenders will sit and insurance is really, homeowners insurance is really ruining it for people because, there's fires, floods, things like that. And now the insurance is so high that people can't qualify for the payment. Or like on condos and townhomes, the insurance for condos and townhomes aren't covering what the lenders want. So the lenders are not approving the loans because the blanket policy of the condos and townhomes and patio homes aren't covering their loans. So they're not approving the loans. So there's another thing, the insurance. You got to see, is that house insurable? Has there been any claims on the house? Now, claims follow the seller, but if you're selling a seller and you've had a ton of claims and now you go and buy a new house, and your insurance company says, look, at the house you sold, you had a ton of claims on it. If you buy this house, your history is you're probably going to be filing a ton of claims on your new house. So we're going to upcharge you for our risk. And now you're saying, holy smokes, look at the insurance, really high on this house. Now, it might not be that high. It might be that you just, over the past 3 or 4 years, filed so many claims that the insurance company just really doesn't want to insure you, so they put a price so outrageous that they know you're not going to basically accept them and you're basically going to try to find someone else. So, like he said, that's another thing. So, to wrap it up, like I said, don't be frustrated if your house doesn't sell. I just gave you some major pointers on selling your home. Buyers, don't go out there thinking it's a buyer's market and you're going to steal these houses. You're not, but you can get still a good deal on them. And just use your sense. No matter, I sold in the worst markets, I sold in the best markets. There's always a buyer that'll buy a home. There's always a seller that will sell a home. You just have to be fair to the buyer and the seller, and it has to be logical. Now, you have knuckleheaded buyers, you have knuckleheaded sellers. If you are beating yourself over the head because you've had 5 offers and the seller won't accept them, but you know that the offers are reasonable, dump the seller. Your time is better listening to podcasts and trying to make something out of nothing. Sellers, if you're way overpriced and you're getting 2 or 3 offers and they're lower price, but they're all coming in basically the same, then lower your price because the offers are coming in what your homes should be selling for. So like I said, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. Just use your common sense, your knowledge, and the information out there. You'll get a good deal buying a home, and you'll get a good deal selling your home. So thank you very much, folks. Have a good fall, and I'll talk to you later.
We hope you enjoyed Real Estate for the Common Man. If you did, don't forget to follow or subscribe. Tell everyone, your friends, family, neighbors, coworkers, spread the word. We're everywhere you get your podcasts. Amazon, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, iHeartRadio, iTunes, you name it. If you can't remember all that, just Google Real Estate for the Common Man and you'll find us in a flash. Thanks so much for tuning in. We hope you had a great time. Make sure to follow or subscribe and have an awesome week ahead. See you next time, where we have more interesting and creative things to talk about. Take care of yourself and bye for now.